You're listening to Inside CHSL, the official podcast of the Detroit Catholic High School League. Inside CHSL is proudly sponsored by Alliance Catholic Credit Union. Here are your hosts, Brendan Johnson and Jeremy Otto.
And welcome to this week's episode of Inside CHSL, the official podcast of the Detroit Catholic High School League. Brendan Johnson here with you. Jeremy Otto back on the podcast this week as well. He has a couple of guests that will join us throughout the episode, which we will get to with our first guest here in just a couple moments. But again, want to welcome you in. While you're here, of course, click that subscribe button. Click that follow button on whichever platform you're listening to the podcast today. And you can follow online for all of the great updates around the Catholic League on their website, chsl.com, or on Facebook, Detroit Catholic High School League, or on Twitter at CHSL1926, or specifically for the podcast at inside_CHSL. So make sure you check out the website, you follow the social media channels, you subscribe to the podcast. That'll keep you up to date with all of the content that we're providing here on Inside CHSL and more. So be sure to go ahead and do that. Well, as we get started this week, this podcast, you know, typically for those that listen every week, you know the drill. We do the CHSL Rewind. We talk about stuff that's happened this past week, and we'll then mix in an interview or a couple of them. Then we'll jump to a preview, what's to come across the Detroit Catholic High School League. This week, it's going to look a little bit different. We have a lot of previewing to do. Playoffs are underway. For some sports, playoffs are just getting started. We have competitions coming up this weekend, so there's going to be a lot of preview. But one thing we want to rewind to was something we talked about last week here on the podcast. Detroit Catholic Central, for the third year in a row, the ninth time in 11 years, they have won the MHSAA State Championship for boys wrestling. And head coach Mitch Hancock is with Jeremy Otto to talk about his team, his season, his program, and we're going to send it to that now.
Here with the head coach of Catholic Central Wrestling, Mitch Hancock. And Mitch, I guess first things first, congrats on another state title. How did that one feel?
Thanks, Jeremy. Yeah, they all feel special, right? Just a privilege to coach a group of boys who come together and try to accomplish one goal. To the pinnacle of what there is to accomplish in the sport, and that's winning a state championship, but most importantly, representing our school community and our Lord and Savior the right way.
So six of the last eight here in Division I, I think you've won every Catholic League title since 1995 or something crazy like that. But is there a little extra motivation that has to go into that? Or is it, you know, when it comes to this time of year, the guys turn it on and know what's at stake?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a need for extra motivation, right? We have goal setting meetings at the beginning of the year, and it's amazing that, these guys each and every year, believe that they can win a state title. And I think a lot of that has to do with our off-season training program, right? We have almost a year-round cycle here where our guys are competing on the freestyle Greco circuit in the summer. And, there's tournaments to prepare for in the fall. So our guys are very active in the sport. I'm not sure if there's any needed motivation to accomplish a goal for them. I think they enjoy the sport, and it demonstrates that through their off-season training.
Well, this year you bested a first-year head coach that you have a relationship with. Can you kind of dive into that with us?
Yeah, Jason Master, a head coach at Davison High School. Jason and I attended Central Michigan University together and had the chance to wrestle for the legendary Tom Borelli, who just retired from Central. And he built a powerhouse program at Central Michigan University where we were annually one of the top 20 teams in the country. So Jason sort of took me under his wing when I was a true freshman. Jason was a redshirt freshman or sophomore at that time. And he hailed from Mineral Point, Wisconsin. So Jason and I built a really strong relationship in college. And then to see him back here in the state of Michigan coaching at Davison is pretty awesome.
I saw in an article in the Detroit News, you kind of mentioned how the state of Michigan does their, team championships the right way. Other states focus more on the individual side. How is that the case here in Michigan?
In speaking with the other states, I think, well, let's go back to our state. The state of Michigan does it right due to the fact that our MHSAA team champion is decided through the team state series, which means we figure out our state champion through dual meets, which I think is demonstrates the team effort and team score. So I think there's more individuals involved than simply relying on the individual state tournament. So we here in the state of Michigan crown our state champion with dual meets, whereas in a lot of other states, including the NCAA tournament across the country, will crown their team state champion at the individual tournament through the gathering of individual team points, and then they have a team point total. So when you see that, you may not have all 14 guys at that individual state tournament. There may be only eight entries, nine entries, 10 entries, but they gather all those points and crown an individual champion. So the dual meets in other states don't really carry the merit that they do in the state of Michigan. So I think our communities enjoy team sports. I think our wrestlers enjoy being a part of a team. So it's really neat that we award our team state championship to a team event.
Well, you guys once again had two guys compete against each other in the individual side of things, Wyatt Lees and Ryan Totten. Can you describe what that matchup was like?
Yeah, it's gut-wrenching. You never like to see two teammates wrestling each other for an individual state championship. It's really hard on the coaches who pour into both of those athletes throughout the year. And ultimately, we want to see them both accomplish their goal. And knowing that one is not going to is hard, but also knowing that the other is going to is an add-on. So, at that weight class, we had Ryan Totten and Wyatt Lees. Wyatt was a two-time defending state champ going for his third state title. And Ryan Totten, being a sophomore, was a state placer last year, who decided to go 120 as well. But I can tell you this, that both those guys are hardworking individuals, believe in our process, trust in our process. They both have gotten a lot better, through their daily work. And to see them both in the finals is pretty awesome, but at the same time, gut-wrenching for any coach.
And I guess in that moment, because I don't really know much about that. I mean, are you literally coaching both guys, or how does that work? Or you do not coach
Yeah.
either?
Oh, great question. Yeah, we've had it happen in the past, and under my guidance and leadership, we choose not to coach. However, you do have to have representation in both corners. So we'll put two assistant coaches and both athletes' corners to help them with maybe injury timeouts, time remaining on the clock, score. So there's no individual coaching going on. It's moreover a reminder as to what's going on in the match to help those athletes process that information. If you do your job right, those guys are well prepared and they've been wrestling long enough and are experienced enough to be able to handle that match without a coach. Ultimately, that's our job as coaches, right? To prepare them week in and week out to be able to wrestle on their own. We can't step on the mat for them. We can't execute for them. It's their job, and that job's done prior to the state tournament.
What, makes a CC wrestler just different, would you say?
What makes a Catholic Central wrestler different? That's a great question. I think it all starts with belief, right? Being in a Catholic school and being able to profess our love for Jesus Christ, who died for us. So a belief in Jesus, a belief in God, that our hands are powerless without his intervention. So I think first and foremost, you have to start with faith. I think secondarily, young men who come to Catholic Central like to compete. So we challenge them with our schedule. We travel all over the Midwest to wrestle the country's best. So when a young man comes to Catholic Central and wants to wrestle here, he knows that he's going to be challenged in every shape of the word, both mentally and physically. If you look at half our lineup who entered the individual state tournament, I would say over half of them, if not three quarters to them, had double digit losses, meaning, we've wrestled Clovis, California, and Del Barton, New Jersey. Both teams are ranked in the top 15 in the country. And when you throw St. Ed's into that mix, I mean, you're talking three teams in the top 20 in the country. You know, they've been challenged in every facet of the word. So they're not afraid to lose, I think, which helps them through our state tournament series. And on top of that, I think the process, being willing to follow the process being able to do what we ask of them as a coaching staff. We have a remarkable coaching staff that includes Anthony Biondo, Bob Moreau, Matt Steintrigger, Dakota Cooley, Kevin Beasley. Many of them are grads here at Catholic Central, but also that many of them have competed on the sport's largest stage, which is NCAA Division I wrestling. So to have those men in our room, being able to develop our student athletes, I think is important, both on the mat and off the mat. So we have a phrase here that we use at Catholic Central. It's the standard, and that doesn't involve winning. We rarely talk about winning. We talk about following the process and just getting a bit better each day.
You know, you've talked a decent amount about the faith. What particular traditions do you guys have as a program?
I'm glad you asked that question. We before practice and after practice, we pray each day. We have a Bible study that's student driven on Thursdays, so our student athletes lead the Bible study. So we're able to jump into scripture and break it down and then share connections with that scripture. We also have a book club that we started many years ago for self-development. And this year we read the Four Agreements. And I think that was very enlightening for our guys. It's somewhat faith-based. We're not afraid to talk about our faith journey with our athletes as adults. And I don't think they're afraid either to share it with their teammates. We start our season off each year with a team builder. It's called the Iron Sharpens Iron Camp, and it's held on the western side of the state, right off the coast of Lake Michigan. So our guys, we start the year each year with professing our love for Jesus Christ, jumping into scripture, and really trying to figure out who exactly Jesus is and why he's so special.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate your time. Congrats again on another state title, and enjoy the weather warming up a little bit here.
Yeah, right. I think we're excited for the end of the winter sports season. I know our hockey team is having a successful run, as well as our basketball team. So I wish them all the luck in the world and all those other teams out there in the CHSL. We really do root for you, and we wish you nothing but the success and safety moving forward. Thanks for having me on, Jeremy. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's Mitch Hancock, the head wrestling coach at Detroit Catholic Central. Back with more after this here on Inside CHSL.
When you choose where to bank, do Catholic schools benefit? When you choose Alliance Catholic Credit Union, they do. Do business with a business that cares about the Catholic community. Join Alliance Catholic Credit Union today. Apply online in minutes at alliancecatholic.com. Alliance Catholic Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the Catholic High School League.
And again, a special thank you to Coach Hancock for joining Jeremy and joining us here on Insight CHSL. The success that his program has had over the last decade and beyond has been so impressive and great for the Catholic League as well, and of course their school community. So congratulations to him and his athletes on another successful season and ultimately the state championship again this year. Looking forward now, we have another guest that's going to join Jeremy. It's from UD Jesuit Swing Coach Drew Edson, and his team is preparing for regionals, the Catholic League Championships. They're expected to make a run and possibly compete for a state championship as well. And joining Jeremy now is Coach Drew Edson. Jeremy, take it away.
All right, here with Drew Edson, the head coach at UD Jesuit on the swimming side of things. You're in your ninth year. Has that kind of flown by for you?
Yeah, big time. I can't believe I'm coming up on 10 years in one place is pretty crazy.
And take us back, obviously, because you graduated from Brother Rice, and you're at a quote-unquote competitor, right, in the same type of division in a lot of sports. What went through your mind, I guess, when you made that transition to become a Cub?
It was weird, right? So actually my stepdad is Mike Vinos, who's the head coach of Brother Rice. And so I grew up as a bleeding black and orange. So when I heard that there was a job opening at U of D, I was kind of like, oh, I don't know about that. But then I was like, it's a great school. And I took the opportunity and ran with it. And now I'm definitely bleeding maroon. So I love it here. It's a great place to be. There's a lot of really special people. There's a lot of really special kids, and the mission is incredible. The time has really flown by. Like I said, I can't believe it's been 9 years, and it's been quite the transition of building what we have at this point.
Yeah, kind of talk about that. I mean, what's been the key to taking that next step and really competing for state titles the last few years?
I think it's been the kids really buying in. I mean, a lot of people say like congrats and good job, and I appreciate the well wishes and the congratulations, but honestly, it's been the kids. It's been the kids that we've been getting here have bought in and trusted the process. And at the end of the day, I think that myself and the other coaches are just the people asking them to do things, and they're the ones doing it. So we've been blessed to have kids here that are willing to do the work and are buying into what we're telling them. And it's been really cool to see that the whole culture take hold, and the whole idea of a family and togetherness really be our focal point. And I think that being our focus, the swimming comes after that. And it's been really cool to watch them grow together, and then the fast swimming come with that. It's been really fun.
Obviously, Catholic League tournament championship this week. What's the key in that one?
Them just doing what they've done all season. Really, I think we've done more racing this year than we have in past years in practice. We've done more focus on putting them in positions where they need to think about being in a racing situation. We've talked a lot about prelims, finals, meets, and how important that is of putting yourself in a good position, and why that's important, and not just looking at the clock and looking at the person next to you, but really visualizing those types of situations. So I think our key is just do what we need to do, right? Just swim in your own lane and focus on the little things and doing what they've been doing every single day. These kids have done everything as perfect as I think a high school boy can do them this year, and I'm really excited to watch them finally get to a point where they get a little bit of rest and they're ready to go.
You've been right up there in the rankings this year once again after finishing as a runner-up last year in the state final. I mean, is there a little bit of a chip on these guys' shoulders that have returned and, are looking to grab that state title this year?
Yeah, I think that they actually said to me at the beginning of this year that they're like, yeah, the last couple of years you told us we've had a shot. And I'm like, oh, you guys, it's swimming. Like, you got a lane, you got a chance. And I don't think that they really have ever understood what that meant. And this year they're like, oh, you've been serious this whole time. And I'm like, yeah, man, like, you guys have been doing the work for the past several years. Like, you guys have all been part of this. And now you've built something where luckily we have the ability and the good fortune to be in the running, it seems like, now for the past couple of years. And like I said, you got a lane, you got a chance. So as long as they believe in themselves and do the things that they have the ability to do, they're gonna have to fight for it. It's not, nobody's rolling out the red carpet for them and say, hey, here you go. They're gonna be up there.
Talking with Drew Edson, the head coach on the swimming side at UD Jesuit, you talked about off air with me, how you guys have that tradition of shaving heads before the Catholic League final. That's about to happen here soon. What's it like for guys?
I think it's been a part of swimming for so long. I think that they dread it a little bit, but they also learn to love it a little bit. I know swimming used to be a little different for me personally, and a lot of other guys. I did it all 4 years of high school, and I tell kids that, and they're like, "You're crazy. Why would you do that?" And I'm like, "Guys, it's fun. It's part of the sport, and I think it's cool. I'm really happy that it's still a thing." I think it's like it's, I don't want to say an initiation, but it's something to say, hey, I'm here. I have worked my butt off with this new family that I'm a part of, and now they have welcomed me in. And it's cool because it isn't something that we're like, you have to do this. The kids are like, hey, when do I get to shave my head? I want to do this thing. And it's really cool to see them want to do it. And it makes me happy. It makes me smile.
And how does that happen, I guess, for you guys? Where does it happen? What's the process look like?
Well, back in the day, right, it used to be something you used to be able to do at the pool. And now schools don't really appreciate that anymore. So there's a parent every year now that gets the fortune of hosting a head shaving party at their house in their garage. They put down a big tarp and kids take turns shaving kids' heads. So and there's a dinner that's involved. I think they eat first, so there's not hair everywhere, fortunately. But yeah, apparently it's a lot of fun. I've never gone to one. But sounds like it's a blast.
And I guess if you're shaving it all off, there's no mistakes, I guess, that can happen, right? So
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
well, you look at the Catholic League title, and obviously you have a chance to swim against some of the other top teams that you won't face in the state tournament. So kind of nice there to obviously see that competition, I'm sure, and then kind of challenge yourself against some of the other top teams. I mean, what are your expectations for the title game?
It's going to be tough. I mean, there's a lot of really good teams in our league, right? I remember being at Brother Rice back in the day. I mean, we were really good, and it was kind of a one team meet. Whether it was Brother Rice winning or before that, Catholic Central or way before that. I mean, the Detroit schools way back in the day, and it's really morphed into a more well-rounded league. And it's really cool to see a lot of fast racing. So it's going to be tough for sure. I think that we put together a really good lineup where these kids can swim some really great races. And I know they're excited. They're really pumped up. They're ready to go. So I think it's going to be a really fun meet.
Your senior class has obviously been a big part of this for you. Talking about some of those guys.
They have been through a lot over the last 4 years. They came into our school with a lot of anticipations of or expectations of things that they wanted from this team and from the school. And I'll tell you what, I think this year is a year. If anything's going to happen, it's this one for them. And I believe in them. I think they believe in themselves. Finally, it's been a long road, but I'm proud of the work that they've done. It's a great group of kids to lead these kids to whatever end they're going to have. I'm hoping it is the one that they want. I believe it's the one that they want. As long as they do the little things right that they've done so well every single day in and out this season. I think that they're going to come out happy. But you can't make any promises in this sport. They just need to keep doing what they've been doing so well.
And obviously a sign of a good program is having a good secondary string, your sophomores and freshmen. You've got some talent there, especially on the sophomore side of things. It's definitely bright going forward, not just this year for the team.
Yeah, it looks great. I mean, it makes me really happy having these seniors and seeing what they're passing down to these younger kids as far as leadership go. I mean, good swimming is always great, right? You're always gonna have those kids that can swim fast. Well, hopefully you have those kids that can swim fast, or you're gonna develop kids that can swim fast. But the thing that you may not always have is the leadership, and I think that's the most important thing, having good kids. Is I think more important than having good swimmers. And I think these seniors are passing that down. I'm really excited for our junior class to be able to be amazing swimmers and amazing leaders and pass that down to these really good swimmers that are young so they can take hold of this culture that we have that we've built. And not only have all this talent that these young kids have, but learn how to be really good people and really good leaders on our program.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time here today. Best of luck in both tournaments coming up, and it's certainly a fun time of year.
Yeah, thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
It's Drew Edson, the head coach at UD Jesuit. More after this here on Inside CHSL.
EA Graphics has been serving the Catholic community with screen-printed and embroidered sportswear since 1974. EA Graphics is one of the largest hot market printers in the United States. We are excited to have them as the official championship apparel supplier of the Catholic League. Visit the CHSL EA Graphics website at chslegraphics.com.
And we're back here on Inside CHSL. Time to preview what's upcoming across the Catholic League. Girls basketball state tournament in the state of Michigan is beginning this week as we record. We'll get more into an update of where our teams are at, district champions, regional finalists, things like that, as the weeks go on. So we'll be able to dive a little bit more into that. Sticking with basketball, boys basketball has several teams that are playing in the regional finals. What would be the Sweet 16, if you will, of the state tournament. And we'll just kind of run through the list. We'll actually start in Ohio. You have both Central Catholic. They're playing against Shawnee and St. Francis, playing against Loveland in regional championship games. As well, here in the state of Michigan, you have Detroit Catholic Central taking on Ann Arbor Huron. You have Orchard Lake St. Mary set to take on Waterford Mott. You have De La Salle set to take on Lance Cruz. You have University of Detroit Jesuit set to take on Wayne Memorial. In Division III, you have Shrine, who won their first district championship in 22 years this year. They're in the regional final. They've not won a regional since the 70s, the 1970s. So Shrine looking to pull off an upset over one of the highly projected teams that can make a run to win a state title in Division III. In Arts and Technology Academy of Pontiac, you have Lumen Christi, who's been a top five team in Division III all year, taking on Ovid Elsie, and Riverview Gabriel Richard, who's been a top five team in Division III all year, taking on St. Mary Catholic Central in Monroe. Should be some great games there in Division III. And we have one left in Division IV as well. That's Everest Collegiate, the Catholic League champion of the St. Anne's Division. They take on one of the best in Division IV, Allen Park Inner City Baptist. That'll be a big-time game and should be a great matchup between two very good teams, two good schools. Also want to give a shout-out to Allen Park Cabrini. We had their bowling coach on, who coaches both boys and girls, a couple of weeks ago, and their boys went on to win the Division IV state championship this year. So congratulations to Allen Park Cabrini on the state championship there. Also, last week, we talked about hockey. We had several teams that were won regionals, that were going into the quarterfinals. Well, now we have a look at some teams that are going to be competing in the semifinals and hopefully in the state championships. We have one in Division I. That's Detroit Catholic Central, the defending state champs. They take on Sparta in the Division I semifinals. In Division II, two teams that are always in the mix in Division II. It's Brother Rice and Livonia Stevenson. That's an instant classic. Anybody who's connected to the hockey world, anybody who's followed high school hockey over the last, I'd say, several years, decade beyond, know that these two teams are always in the mix in Division II. That will be a big-time showdown in the semifinals. Then you have two Catholic League schools in the Division III semifinals on opposite sides of each other. You have Orchard Lake St. Mary's taking on Alpena in the first semifinal. And in the second semifinal, you have Cranbrook, who took down Riverview Gabriel Richard in overtime in the quarterfinals to take on Painesdale Jeffers in the Division III semifinals. So you have a possibility for Catholic League versus Catholic League school matchup in the state championship in Division III should Orchard Lake St. Mary's and Cranbrook come out victorious. So a lot to keep an eye on. Again, we go back with girls basketball, several teams that are gearing up for playoff runs. Girls basketball playoffs are underway at this point. As we record, we'll give you some more updates over the next couple weeks with teams that want to win districts and making deep runs into the playoffs. Of course, we expect schools like Father Gabriel Richard, like St. Catherine's, Vienna, Orchard Lake St. Mary's to make pretty good playoff runs, amongst others, just rattling off a few there. So we'll definitely take a dive into that as well. But for this week, that's going to do it. We appreciate you tuning in, and we'll see you next week here on Inside CHSL.